Hello, and welcome back to The Marketing Slice by Hurry, the show where the team at Hurry give you all the latest marketing insights, hints, and tips that aim to help you improve your results right now. I'm Melissa, and in this episode, we'll be discussing everything you need to know to get the most out of ChatGPT. So let's get stuck right in. ChatGPT is being heralded by some as a miracle tool, here to replace us all. While that may not be exactly true, it can be a great asset when used correctly. But there is more to using ChatGPT and other similar language models beyond just typing in a question or idea and getting the content in return. In fact, if this is how you're using these tools, I'd be surprised if you weren't at least a little frustrated with the output. Generic, vague, inaccurate, without the right brief and approach, this is the type of content you'll get from ChatGPT. So how can you ensure you are getting the best results? Well, in this podcast, we'll dive into the strategies and tips that will help you unleash the full potential of ChatGPT. First is to understand your goals. Before diving in, you need a clear roadmap. Begin by defining your objectives and how ChatGPT can support them. It's quite a versatile tool, but without a well-defined purpose, you'll miss the mark. To guide your strategy, consider the SMARTER goals framework we've talked about before. SMARTER in this context stands for specific. Clearly define your targets. Vague objectives will put you at a disadvantage. Measurable. Determine what success looks like. Measuring progress is vital. Achievable. Ensure your goals are challenging yet attainable to maintain motivation. Relevant. Align KPIs with your overall goals and objectives. Time-bound. Set end dates to track progress and prioritize tasks. Evaluated. Regularly review and reflect on your progress. And finally, readjust. If targets seem out of reach, be prepared to adjust your methods. Secondly, it's important to select the right use cases. ChatGPT won't work in every instance because, as much as some people may beg to differ, it is not a replacement for a human intellect. However, if you set your goals and identify how ChatGPT can help you, you should be able to determine if it will work for your purposes. Keep in mind that ChatGPT doesn't understand nuance or emotional cues, so any situation that requires empathy or understanding of human emotion won't be appropriate. Also, any situations that require data accuracy, statistics, math, etc., should probably be avoided. ChatGPT and other language models are not always accurate. According to Truthful QA's benchmark test, generative AI models like ChatGPT are only completely truthful 25% of the time. So when should you use ChatGPT? Well, customer support and service, efficiently answer FAQs, troubleshoot issues, and enhance user experience. Or maybe try it for content generation. You can create high quality content from blog posts to product descriptions, or even personalized recommendations. You can offer tailored product recommendations and content. In language translation and localization, you can break language barriers in international businesses. There are a whole host of use cases, just not every time you need content should ChatGPT be your first port of call. Third, you need to invest time into training ChatGPT. Did you know that you can train language models? If you use the same channel or chat in something like ChatGPT, it will remember the information you provide and use that to fine-tune its answers. Putting the time in with the tool initially will provide you with much better content in the long run. Think of it as teaching ChatGPT the unique nuances of your brand, industry, and messaging. So here's a comprehensive breakdown of how to train a language model like ChatGPT. Start with the baseline. When starting, it's essential to gauge its existing knowledge. Ask it questions about your business, industry, or product to assess its baseline understanding. Sometimes ChatGPT can provide information it already knows, or it may tell you it doesn't have the information to provide an answer. Either way, you'll have a starting point. Provide the correct information. Regardless of whether ChatGPT provides the right answer initially, it's crucial to present it with information you want it to have about your business or product. You can share bullet points about your product or a refined marketing pitch, or even a comprehensive About Us document. The goal is to ensure ChatGPT has the most accurate and up-to-date knowledge. Then, ask ChatGPT to ask you questions. This is an important step a lot of people overlook. Prompting ChatGPT to ask you questions to gain a better understanding of your business, product, and goals will make any output exponentially better. For example, suppose you work at a marketing agency and you want ChatGPT to help create a lead generation strategy heavily reliant on content and paid ads. You can instruct ChatGPT like this. Based on the information provided, pretend you're the head of marketing for said agency. You're going to be putting together a lead generation strategy that relies heavily on content and paid ads. Ask me 10 questions that will help you get the information you need to complete this task successfully. Once you answer the questions, any task you ask ChatGPT to do going forward will have that information to pull from, while providing you use the same channel each time. Repeat as necessary. As you use the tool more and more, you will come across situations that aren't covered by the initial Q&A. You can repeat these steps at any time so that ChatGPT's model can learn what is needed in any specific situation. By following these training steps diligently, you ensure that ChatGPT is well-versed in your brand specifics, making its responses more tailored and relevant to your marketing needs. The fourth tip to getting the most out of ChatGPT is to use prompts. To maintain consistency and enhance ChatGPT's productivity, setting clear guidelines and templates is key. In language models, these are known as prompts. Prompts help ChatGPT understand your brand's voice, preferred writing style, formatting requirements, and the actual task. So, what do good prompts look like? Well, for something like a blog post, you can prompt something like, write a blog post about the latest digital marketing trends for 2023. Include statistics and examples to support the key points. Or, for a product description prompt, try, write a product description for our new smartphone model. Emphasize its unique features, benefits, and why it stands out in the market. Check out the blog linked in the show notes for more details on prompts. No matter which prompt you're using, there is a trick to ensure that ChatGPT will generate what you're looking for. At the end of each prompt, use the following wording. Before you start writing, ask me any questions that will help you fulfill this brief successfully. Prompts guide ChatGPT to produce content that adheres to your specific requirements, making it a valuable asset for generating a wide range of marketing materials. Remember to customize prompts according to your brand's unique needs and expectations. The fifth tip is to collaborate. As we mentioned, ChatGPT lacks the nuance of human content creators, but it is an excellent creative partner. Effective collaboration with AI can result in high-quality content and better marketing outcomes. We've already talked about using questions and prompts, which are great examples of collaboration. The key thing to remember is that you have to work with the tool to get the most out of it. Think of it as a creative partnership where you have to review, edit, revise, and repeat until you get what you want. It's not just a one-and-done process. The more you work with ChatGPT, correcting and editing its output and feeding the corrections back into it, the better your content will be. This shows that AI, when employed as a collaborative tool, can enhance the content creation process, boost quality, save time, and allow marketers to focus on the strategic aspects of their campaigns. By harnessing the strengths of both, you can generate content that resonates with your audience, streamline your workflow, and ultimately achieve better results. Another strategy for maximizing ChatGPT is A/B testing. A/B testing is a crucial practice in any marketing strategy, and the use of AI content is no different. Testing allows you to evaluate the effectiveness of AI-generated content and compare it to human-generated content to see where it can best be deployed in your strategy. We go over the A/B process in detail in our blog, so check that out. But it's important to remember that by A/B testing, you can systematically evaluate the impact of AI-generated content on your marketing efforts and make data-driven decisions to enhance your content strategy. A/B testing ensures that your content resonates with your audience and maximizes engagement and conversions. Lastly, with ChatGPT and any language model, it's important to stay ethical and compliant. When using AI-generated content, make sure you adhere to ethical guidelines and legal regulations. And be transparent with your audience about AI usage. Respect user privacy and avoid generating misleading or harmful content. We've talked about the ethics of AI previously. You can check out our podcast on AI ethics, linked in the show notes. But here are a few tips to keep in mind. Be transparent. Always be open about the use of AI in your communication and let users know when they're interacting with things like bots. Ensure accountability. Assign responsibility for the content generated by AI and have human oversight to review and edit as needed to ensure accuracy, relevance, and alignment with ethical guidelines. Avoid bias. Be mindful of potential biases in AI-generated content and make efforts to correct and prevent bias in your own communications. Respect privacy. Safeguard user privacy by handling data responsibly and ensuring compliance with data protection regulations like GDPR. And stay informed. Keep up to date with the latest developments in AI ethics and best practices to ensure your AI usage remains ethical and responsible. ChatGPT is a powerful tool in your marketing arsenal, but achieving the best results requires a strategic approach. The main thing to remember is that you only get what you put in, meaning if you take the time to work with ChatGPT, edit the output, and put a human touch on any content, you'll reach new successes. If you like this podcast, then you can subscribe for free anywhere you get your podcasts. Feel free to share with a friend if you think they might enjoy it. And don't forget, you can find other resources like guides, videos, blogs, and infographics over on our website at www.hurry.co or in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us again soon.